John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, to all of the Trump supporters who have been in my comments lately, please just watch this video for 5 minutes while I demonstrate that Trump is about to have the most brazenly corrupt administration in American history. And I can show that using Trump's own words from yesterday. I can show that using his own cabinet picks and even things that he did during his first term. So make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. Also, it doesn't make me mad when MAGA watches my videos. It's a good opportunity for me to introduce new fact patterns that you guys otherwise wouldn't hear. And usually I can do it in a non-inflammatory way. I'm not one of those CNN suits. I'm just giving you my actual raw opinion using Trump's own words. So just to lay the groundwork, let me show you this chart that shows the estimated net worth of the Trump admin's wealthiest members. Basically, everyone that Trump is putting around him is a billionaire or is worth like $300 million minimum. So let's just lay the groundwork with this. Trump himself is a billionaire. That's fine. Elon Musk, who donated the most to his campaign out of anybody else, like $300 million, he's worth $300 billion. So he has every incentive to enrich himself even further with just that $300 million investment. That's a great return on investment. Vivek Ramaswamy recently became a billionaire. You have Howard Lutnick, $2 billion. Scott Bessent is a reported billionaire. They don't know the exact net worth. Linda McMahon, $2.6 billion. Stephen Witkoff, $500 million. What a broke dude compared to everybody else on this list. He feels broke during these meetings probably because everyone else is worth $5 billion, $3.3 billion. And here's the thing. Being a billionaire in and of itself is not inherently bad. What makes billionaires dangerous is when they use their vast wealth to push others down, to corrupt the system, to entrench their own power, and hoard wealth at everybody else's expense. Now, I know saying this will probably piss some people off in the comment section, but I stand by it. Being a billionaire doesn't make you automatically evil. And if you're gonna say that it does, you need to explain to me how people like Taylor Swift, who give a lot of money away to the people who help her on a day-to-day basis, she uses her wealth to uplift the very people who have helped build her career, everybody down to the truck drivers who drive for her on the Eras Tour. You can also look at LeBron James. What's the argument for LeBron James being inherently evil after he's pledged $42 million for scholarships, tens of millions of dollars towards housing for people who need it, and as far as I know, he did this through brand deals. He wasn't opening up factories or taking advantage of people. So again, to bring this back, Donald Trump has been picking the exact type of billionaire that you do not want in power. The type of people who want to entrench their power, who want to hoard wealth, and who want to do this all at the expense of other people. There are nuanced positions to be taken, and I know that me taking nuanced positions will make people mad in the comments section. Adam, you have to say that everything is bad or everything is good, but no. The people in this cabinet, they're all bad. They're all bad, but they're on a different level than Taylor Swift, for example. So let's run down how these people are bad. Elon Musk, it's so easy to make that argument. It's so easy to make the argument that he's someone who uses wealth to build up his own power and cozy up to other billionaires, often at the expense of the average working person. Think about it. He bought Twitter. Not because it was a good business move. Actually, it was a pretty bad business move. He was hemorrhaging money, and he still is, but because it gave him direct access to the richest and most powerful people in the world. He could control the discourse. He could talk to political elites. And let's be honest, most people wouldn't even have considered buying Twitter after seeing how much of a financial disaster it would become. I don't even think there's only a handful of people on the planet who could have done that because Musk lost billions of dollars doing it. That is an evil billionaire. He also donated roughly $200 million to the Trump campaign himself, which is a move intentionally designed to curry favor with a large right-wing political figure who's actively working to slash regulations that hold billionaires accountable. It's so easy to make that argument. And you can look at everybody in this cabinet, whether it's Howard Lutnick, or you just go down to Doug Burgum, or Dr. Oz. They are all in this cabinet to entrench their own power, to make themselves richer. These are the type of billionaires that we do not want working for us. And I haven't even gotten to the Trump tweet that he posted the other day. Sorry, yesterday on December 10th, he said, "Any person or company investing $1 billion or more in the United States of America will receive fully expedited approvals and permits, including but in no way limited to, all environmental approvals. Get ready to rock. I mean, this sounds like Elon Musk wrote this more than Donald Trump, but this is the perfect example of billionaires helping billionaires at the expense of the average person. I mean, he's supposed to be helping the average working class American, but instead Donald Trump's like, won't somebody think of the poor billionaires? Won't somebody help the poor billionaires? It is corruption laid bare, and I will demonstrate that step by step. So he's offering billionaires a free pass to bypass the same rules and regulations the rest of us rely on to ensure safety, fairness, and accountability. It's about dismantling protections and enriching the ultra wealthy and leaving everyone else behind. Let me just highlight this one more time. He said, any person or company investing $1 billion or more in the United States of America will receive fully expedited approvals and permits, including, but in no way limited to, all environmental approvals. So he's saying right here, if you're investing $1 billion, I mean, it's an interesting threshold when you look at all the people in his cabinet who are actual billionaires, and I get that what he's saying is different. It's different to be worth $1 billion versus actively investing $1 billion, but I think the same point stands. This is all about enriching the ultra wealthy and putting a barrier there. So if you're investing $700 million, get effed, loser, just get out of here. And just to take a step back, this isn't about cutting red tape for legitimate businesses that want to start up in the US. We all want more businesses and we all want a stronger economy, but this is about gutting oversight entirely because these approvals and permits exist for a reason. They ensure that projects don't just destroy the environment or exploit workers or harm communities. But under Trump's plan, none of that matters if you can pony up $1 billion or if you're already rich, right? If you want a project that's going to pollute rivers, you can build it if you have the money. If you want to cut corners on safety to maximize profits, you can do that if you have the money. It's not pro-business, it's pro-billionaire, and it comes at the expense of everybody else. And then he frames this as if he's doing something for the country. Get ready to rock is what he says at the end. But I want to introduce you to something that happened a few years back at Foxconn. You guys remember the Foxconn debacle with Donald Trump? Foxconn in Wisconsin. Tech mega deal faces reality check. The eighth wonder of the world foreseen by Donald Trump has not materialized yet. This was written a few years back, and this is a prime example that we need to be talking about. And really quickly, I think we can all agree that 2025 was a stressful year. I've been in college. We all followed the election and it culminated into this really intense election day. So as we head into this holiday season and this new season, I've been looking for new ways to relax. And if you're in the same boat, let me introduce Via Premium Hemp. Via Premium Hemp products have changed my day-to-day life. And after the campaign season ended, I've been having an easier time sleeping, relaxing, watching movies, and taking my mind off politics, and that's due to their amazing CBD gummies, which are perfect for unwinding. You can also get THC gummies or THC-free gummies, gummies with a wide variety of strengths and effects, so trust me, there is something for everybody. They're also well known for their THC flower, grown indoors in state-of-the-art facilities to bring out natural aroma and flavor. It's the perfect way to relax when things get hectic, and the best part is, Via is fully legal to ship. They ship right to your door, completely legally, with discreet packaging, no medical care needed. So whether you're looking for a little holiday calm or just need a break from the constant grind, Via Premium Hemp has you covered. I really like the Euphoria gummies. They help me focus when I need to work. So trust me, if you're 21 or over, it's worth it. Use the code BLUEHEART for 15% off and check out the link to Via's website in our description below. Again, BLUEHEART for 15% off, link in the description below. Enjoy the holidays. Let's have a strong 2025 and let Via bring you the calm that you've earned. Thank you. Thanks to the sponsors who make this digital media space possible, and thank you guys for making this space possible. When a Wisconsin lawmaker was driving home from Chicago last month, he pulled over outside the Foxconn plant in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, and was struck by how empty the area looked. Quote, there is literally a gorgeous six-lane highway that was built for 18,000 vehicles and automated trucks, totally abandoned. Just totally abandoned. And let me introduce you to the Foxconn debacle. So in 2017, a Taiwanese tech giant known for assembling iPhones, Foxconn, announced a $10 billion investment in Wisconsin. They promised to build a massive 20 million square foot manufacturing campus and create 13,000 new jobs. And it was supposed to be the crown jewel of Trump's economic agenda, just helping out the Midwest perfectly. So then the Wisconsin governor at the time, Scott Walker, and the CEO of Foxconn signed a deal that would give Foxconn Foxconn access to $3 billion in state incentives, and local communities like Mount Pleasant then went all in. I mean, they believed in the vision. They were sold on this. They spent millions of dollars to buy up land, to expand highways, to build infrastructure, to support this plant, and Trump came out and said, this will be the eighth wonder of the world. But here's what actually happened. The 13,000 jobs that were promised never materialized. The massive campus, it turned into four buildings that were constructed, and then just this empty lot with a glass sphere and a six-lane highway that was totally abandoned. You can even see right here the Foxconn sphere, and the way this loops back is that Foxconn employees had nothing to do. There were reports that some would watch Netflix all day just to meet the hiring quotas that were promised originally. So Trump made this promise. They tried to execute on it, but without the right oversight, without the right accountability, without the things that Trump is trying to take away in the tweet that I just showed a second ago, or the Truth Social post I just showed a second ago, without these things, what happened is that Mount Pleasant was bagged. They were holding the bag. $310 million in debt is what they had. They spent over $180 million buying up this private land and saw no return on that investment. Even today, Mount Pleasant is still saddled with debt equivalent to over 500% of its annual operating revenue. And get this, the deal with Foxconn requires the company to pay property taxes based on a valuation of $1.4 billion, but the property is only worth $500 million. So Foxconn is covering the shortfall and getting screwed over too. And basically, Mount Pleasant is very close to going bankrupt because of the lack of oversight, because of the things Trump is trying to do with his billionaire club. This takes us back to the billionaire club. So Trump is prioritizing billionaires and trying to remove oversight so that everyday Americans are screwed over and left behind. His cabinet during his first term was a who's who of corporate elites, Wall Street insiders, and now he's doubling down on that. But it's not just corporate elites and Wall Street insiders. It's like the worst type of loyalist possible. Even Vivek Ramaswamy, who recently became a billionaire, is totally the type of person who would lie to your face, smile and say he's your friend while also screwing you over behind the scenes and happily doing so. It's not just about creating opportunities for small businesses. That's not what Trump is doing here. He doesn't care about hardworking Americans. He's giving billionaires a playground where they can do whatever they want without any accountability. It's the very definition of rigging the system for the elite. And I just want to end this off on a very serious note, because this isn't just corrupt. I know I talked about corruption a lot throughout this video, but this is very dangerous. By gutting environmental regulations and dismantling the agencies that enforce them, he's putting everybody at risk. The regulations exist to protect our air, our water, our communities. We don't want to go back to the 1830s, a time when there were no standards, no oversight, and no protections for anyone except the wealthy elite. We don't want that, but I guess he does. Corporations will now be free to pollute rivers or to dump toxic waste in rivers with no consequences. Projects will be fast-tracked without safety inspections, and disaster will follow. And the worst thing is, I talked about this in a video the other day, but a lot of times policies take some time to be felt. So when Obamacare was passed, when the Affordable Care Act was passed, people didn't like the rollout, but a decade later, they now really appreciate it after all the attacks. It takes about a decade. The same thing with Biden's infrastructure bill. Throughout the first year or two, we're not going to see these projects just popping up out of nowhere. They take time to build. 4 to 6 to 8 years. It takes time to build these, and people then will begin to realize this was a great bill. So my worry is, Donald Trump is going to cut these regulations. They're going to start all of these projects, but these terrible, disastrous projects won't actually manifest and turn into disasters until 4 or 5 years down the road when we have a Democratic administration. That is usually how it goes, and then Democrats are then left trying to clean up the mess of Republicans. We see this time and time again, economically, not just domestically, but also internationally. So, we obviously can't let this slide. Trump and his billionaire allies are kind of counting on us to just stay quiet or to at least be distracted by other things, but we can't let this happen without a fight. We have the power to push back. We need to hold our leaders accountable, and that's what we do on this channel every single day. So thank you guys for being here with me. Let me know what you think in the comments. It's a great way to have your voice heard. Again, Donald Trump doesn't want us talking about this. He wants us distracted. So by you letting your voice be heard, it's helpful towards the broader cause. Love you guys. See you in the next video. Peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. social casino.